You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. It's just past 8 o'clock on a weeknight outside of the Environmental Studies Center in Jensen Beach on Indian River Drive. The sun hasn't set yet. Cars steadily drive by. A minivan pulls in and parks. Three young girls, Jade, Isabella, and Hannah, hastily exit the van. It's an exciting night for the girls, who are here to go on a sea turtle nesting walk. Mary Ann Lattimore is Jade and Isabella's aunt.
Wanted to bring the kids. This is something I've been wanting to do ever since I moved here 16 years ago, and I finally decided this is the year we're going to do it.
What's your name?
Jade.
Jade, and why are you here?
I'm here to see the turtles and learn about them because she told me that there's going to be a scientist.
The scientist she's talking about is biologist Cody Mott. He works for the In-Water Research Group, and he's the vice president of the Environmental Studies Council. He's been studying sea turtles and other marine life for about 8 years. His favorite part?
Getting to catch turtles and, work with turtles on a daily basis.
Tonight, he's giving a presentation on sea turtles to about 30 adults and kids before the turtle walk. He's talking about topics like the different types of sea turtles, what they eat, and where they live. After about an hour of lecture, he gets the phone call from a scout on the beach. It's time to go see a sea turtle lay its eggs. We get in our cars and head to the beach. It's 79 degrees and the mosquitoes are definitely out. The smell of bug spray is overwhelming as the group excitedly spray themselves. After everyone is gathered, we make our way onto the beach. The waves are steadily crashing along the shore of the beach, moving with the gentle breeze. It's a loggerhead turtle everyone is excited to see. Loggerheads are one of five types of sea turtles that lay eggs in Florida. The nesting season is from March to October, and June and July are the peak months. As we approach the turtle, we're told to be really quiet so we don't scare her away.
Okay, so she's up there. All right, so we want to be quiet.
We arrive just in time to see the eggs drop. Sea turtles typically drop 1 to 3 eggs every minute or so, with a total of 100 eggs on average each time it nests. It's really dark on the beach. We can't use flashlights because it confuses the turtles, who are attracted to the light from the moon. It's how they find their way back to the ocean. Instead, we use a red light. Sea turtles can't see the color red, but Mott says the turtles still sense something is there. After about 40 minutes, the turtle finishes up burying her eggs and begins to turn herself around. She heads back to the ocean, never to return to her nest again. The nest will take about 2 months to incubate and hatch. Some species of sea turtles are endangered, while others are considered threatened. But Mott says the sea turtle population is rising.
I think a big part of it is the conservation measures, especially in the state of Florida and throughout the United States, that have protected sea turtles for the last 40 years to bring the population back up.
Conservationists urge people not to go on sea turtle nesting walks on their own. Find out where you can go on a guided sea turtle nesting walk on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.